And while we're getting carried away, Joe, Jason Knight reminds me a little bit of young Roy Keane. But while we're in full buzz at the moment, I think I'll just throw that in there and heap unnecessary pressure on the show.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast stream wherever you get your podcasts
and download the OTB Sports app.
OTB AM with Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's move.
Right now, 30 marathons in 30 days. Sean O'Hara, good morning to you.
Morning, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. You're all aboard that moustache train as well. I'm delighted to see.
I am, unfortunately. I'm the same as yourself. I can't wait to get rid of it on Tuesday
I find that the mask helps because you don't have to talk to people about it. And then the second talking to somebody with the mask on and then you take it off and you forget that you have it and you're wondering why people are looking at you like such an idiot.
Yeah, you see their grimace and then you realise you still have a moustache.
A neighbour of mine said to me during the week, she said, what you're doing there is really admirable. Which I took as a great compliment and an insult all in the one go. How's the body?
Surprisingly good, considering I've done 25 consecutive marathons now. Still, like, legs are still in one piece and kind of feel like they haven't done a whole lot, surprisingly. So I'm just going to keep kind of doing what I'm doing for the next 5 days and hopefully I'll come off the back of the 30 feeling grand.
I can't even fathom. You know, I've never ran a marathon myself. I find 5K a struggle. What you're doing is incredible. And I actually read an article on you there. You said you don't even like running. Thursday marathons in 30 days.
I said it the first time I was on here. I really dislike running. I'm not a fan of it at all. It's either you're going very hard and it's sore and painful, or it's very slow and boring. So
has that changed, Sean, over the last 26 days, or you've become
harder? You know what, I enjoyed my first run there the other day. I think it was day 22 or 23, and it was just, the weather was lovely. I was running down through the Sandy Mount kind of nature reserve there. Tide was high, the sun was just about to set, and it was just like a beautiful day. It was the first time I was kind of like, oh, I'm actually kind of enjoying this. It only took 22 or 23 marathons to feel that way, but who knows, I might enjoy the last five as well.
And are you running with like music in your ears, or are you kind of just listen to what's around you, or how do you kind of get through it?
Mixing it up a little bit. I've been lucky enough that I've had people joining me at different stages throughout the month, and kind of like just chatting away to people while they're there, and then when they kind of disperse and you're on your own, it's been a mixture of just headphones out and doing your own thing, or putting a podcast in or a bit of music. But after a while it all kind of blurs into background noise anyway, so you're kind of just left with your own thoughts no matter what you're listening to.
And what are those thoughts?
Kind of an interesting mix of thoughts, just mostly, why am I doing this? I can't wait for this to be over. Yeah. But I was saying yesterday, I put up a post on Instagram about the obviously 25 of them done. And it's funny because like 3 years ago, just over 3 years ago, I was admitted into St. Pat's, and being in my own head with my own thoughts was somewhere I couldn't be for 5 minutes, and absolutely hated the idea of it. And I've been left with numerous hours of being in my own head and alongside my own thoughts over the last 25 days. And it's somewhere I've come to really enjoy being and kind of relish the sitting there with my own thoughts and kind of thinking about what's going on. Or the way I'm able to act with my own thoughts now is completely different to 3 years ago. So that's kind of been a thing that clicked in my head over the last couple of days. I'm kind of like, just very proud of myself for what I've done and kind of where I've come from as well, to be able to be in this position now and obviously raising a huge amount of money and awareness for a charity like Movember, but also just being kind of at peace with myself as well.
Yeah, and I think, like, obviously what you're doing is, you should be proud of yourself. It's very commendable, as someone who's, you know, also was admitted to St. Patrick's Hospital a good few years ago now, for my own issues, to be able to, as you say, be at peace with your own thoughts, which were once so negative. You know, it shows great strides that you've done, and it's great to be able to look back on that and see how far you've come, you know. And I think what you're doing is amazing, you know, both for yourself and for charity, and kind of just to spread awareness. And it's great to see. So thank you for that.
Oh, no worries. It's nice to be able to even like having a chat with people that you kind of wouldn't have talked about before, and like the amount of people that have kind of come forward while you're on a run with them and talking about their own kind of history with mental health issues or kind of struggles they've faced in the past. And some people have even opened up to me. They've said they haven't talked to anyone about it before. So that's been like a really interesting point of this whole challenge, and kind of getting people involved and having those kind of conversations. It's really nice to feel people are comfortable enough to open up with me because of that.
Yeah.
And so just Yeah, go on.
I was just another thing that resonated with me when I read about you gave an interview. You said you now kind of have a toolbox kind of that helps you get through. And that was something for me too, that I kind of have these resources or these things that I turn to help me kind of stay in a more positive frame of mind. And it just kind of struck me a little bit that we all need to find ways in which we can help ourselves. And as you said, the more you're talking about it, the more people are actually coming and talking to you about their own struggles and they've never opened up before. And it's really heartwarming to see, you know. And from my point of view, I never thought I would end up talking about my mental health so publicly. But when I heard the feedback and that people were opening up or going to counselling because of, you know, stories I told, it was all worthwhile. And I'm sure you feel the same about that.
Yeah, definitely. And it was definitely something I was thinking of when I was coming into something, kind of the magnitude of this challenge was creating something so big that it got people talking and hopefully pushed people into feeling comfortable talking about their own mental health and things like that. Because it was just a place I was in before that I wasn't comfortable talking about it at all. And just like wasn't willing to talk with anyone about it. So there wasn't even the tools out there for me to realize what was going on in my head, or I didn't hear anyone else talking about their own mental health struggles. So that kind of like alienated me again and kind of pushed me back inside my own head. So I hope that have someone seeing this or seeing like the pair of us talking about it now, kind of realize that it's very normal and a lot of people go through very similar situations, and kind of hopefully that'll be a key to them unlocking whatever they need to do with their own mental health.
Absolutely.
Sounds like it's almost been a little bit cathartic in and of itself outside of the torture of doing the physical torture of doing the run, Sean.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of, there'll be points of the last 25 days that I'll, or the 30 by the end of it, that I'll come away very grateful for, and kind of things I'll hold close to my own chest and keep with me forever, and things I've learned about myself and learned about others because of it. And just even some of the people I've met through all this as well have been amazing, like people I probably wouldn't have met otherwise, or kind of even people that I've had mutual friends with but haven't been fortunate enough to meet. But because of this, I've kind of caught up with them and had a chat and kind of learned a little bit more about themselves and their stories, you know.
Absolutely. I think it really shows the support network that you have around you, because I'm sure you've had so many people rally around you and send you so many positive messages about that. You know, it kind of really sticks with you that there are so many people out there that care, you know. And
Oh, definitely. And so many people that are in the almost identical situations as yourself. Or like when I was going through my kind of struggles three years ago and before that again, it was the sort of thing that I thought no one had the same thing I had, or no one was thinking the same way I was. And you realize people have the almost identical triggers to you, and kind of the same things bug them as bugged you. And I had thought I was completely alone at the time, but turns out there's a lot of people in the exact same boat as you, you know.
Yeah.
Makes it very comfortable and easy to kind of talk about then.
Yeah, well, I know that you're under time pressure. I know that I've been moved by the conversation here over the last 5 or 6 minutes. And I know that if there are people that are watching us or listening to us this morning that want to get involved, number one, you can head along to Movember.ie, and there's a whole list of charities up there and ways to get involved. It's going to be next year at this stage, but there are definitely ways to get involved. You don't necessarily have to run 30 marathons in 30 days or even grow a ridiculous moustache. There are other ways to get involved. So do that. And then the other way, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sean O'Hara 2 on Instagram,
yeah.
Am I right?
Exactly, that's
and there's
the one.
There's links to a GoFundMe page and ways to get involved. And also, if anybody wants to come and support you, what's the route today?
Exactly. I actually don't have a route today. Today I'm going off my own head. So I'll be starting and finishing at the same point in
and
the Phoenix
that,
Park that I have.
Whatever happens, happens.
And after that, exactly, yeah. I'm just going to go for it and see what happens. But hopefully I'll have a route up now this evening for Saturday and Sunday and Monday. So if anyone wants to join me over those last 3 days, they can work away. And then Tuesday I'm going to be just going flying solo for the last day.
Class. Well, listen, you're an inspiration. I know we've kept you way over time, so apologies for that. Go out and enjoy the run today, and thanks a million. We'll catch up with you at some point out the other side.
Perfect. Thanks very much, guys. Have a good day.
See ya.
Brilliant. Sean O'Hara on the line there. 20 heading into marathon number 26 today. I can't even begin to fathom it. It's really some achievement. And you've spoken about your mental health advocate yourself, Hannah, and you were very giving there, and I really appreciated that conversation. It was sitting back and just letting you guys get at it. I do think that there'll be a lot of people, we always find when we have conversations like that, somebody like you who will be an inspiration to people, that people will look up, who can be so open about their story, that people do take comfort from that and do take that as a cue to open about their own stuff. And like you said, that you found yourself that people have come and spoken to you about it afterwards, which is powerful.
Yeah, look, I think similar to what Sean said, when I was struggling with my own issues, I kind of felt like I was the only person in the world who was struggling like that, you know, and part of the reason why I didn't reach out was because I was quite afraid that people wouldn't understand or wouldn't really be able to help. And, you know, the more I've spoken publicly about it, the more people have reached out to me, and I've realised how common it actually is, you know, and we're all human. We all have good days and bad days, and it's kind of how we deal with that and our resilience and the tools we have to be able to deal with our bad days that may lead us down different paths. And it's just great to be able to see, I suppose, the stigma around mental health, you know, being removed. We're not quite there yet, but it's certainly a lot better. We do have our wellbeing weeks and our mental health awareness days and, you know, kind of suicide awareness days and stuff like that. And people are realising that there is help out there. There are people willing to help them and give them the support they need. And, you know, hopefully that's pushing people in the right direction to get the help they need and the help they deserve.
COVID seems to have bizarrely helped in this. Is that a ridiculous thing to say, in that people are a bit more inclined to be open with their... When things haven't been going great, people are a little bit more open about it?
I think COVID has probably exacerbated some mental health issues for people, and kind of realised that some of the restrictions they've imposed, people haven't been able to do some of the activities or travel, which maybe are their ways of kind of relieving stress and pressure. And then there's been, you know, maybe financial stress, you know, stress around jobs and whatnot with the pandemic. And it's definitely brought a lot more issues to the front. And yeah, I suppose people were checking in on people a little bit more, because all they could do was Zoom and house party and everything else, and they had to talk to each other a lot of the time. And while the pandemic obviously hasn't been great, you know, if that's something that comes out of it, that people are more willing to talk about their own negative thoughts in their head and reach out and ask for help, then, you know, that's a positive we'll take from it.
I've definitely found the how are you conversations are less and less of the, sure, I'm grand, that people are actually, I've found even with strangers at times,
yeah,
you can be passing in the street and it's, actually, today has not been great, which feels like a real...
Turning point.
Exactly the right way to put it. As I said, you can check out Movember.ie for much more details on how to get involved in that, and a full list of services up there as well. If it is the case that you need somebody to chat to today, that is a good resource to go to.
OTB AM with Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's move.